can move it to the side, Lord, and just go with where you lead us, Lord. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. It's your goodness that leads us to repentance, Lord. And thank you for bringing healing in the house this morning. Thank you for bringing it in a physical way and an emotional way, even in a spiritual way, Lord God. Thank you, as we were standing here and we were worshiping, Lord, that every person, Lord, that we can just do that thing that is so difficult, Lord, and that is just to open our hearts for you, to say, Lord Jesus, do what you think is best, Lord. And Father, thank you for just for the peace, Lord, and just the rest that is here this morning, just the fruit of the Spirit that is just hovering here, Lord, that your presence is just here, and that we can just relax in that, Lord, that we don't have to stress about anything, Father. We just embrace this, and thank you, Lord, that you renew us also, that you restore, Father, that you charge our batteries again, Lord. And yes, Father, it's so exciting to just to see what you are doing in our midst, Lord. And thank you, Lord, that I believe that you are just calling us more and more to be a house, a place of healing, Lord, for the country, Lord God, for people in the city, Lord, people that are broken and hurt, Lord. We can just come and stand, Lord. None of us are perfect. None of us are holy. Yes, Lord, we can just embrace the warmness that the Father brings this morning. Amen. Welcome. It's wonderful to have you here in the Father's house this morning. You might think, what did we do with all these people that's wearing the same clothes? But it's the mission team from Shofar Worcester. I want to invite Jan Boerenstein to come stand next to me. He's the team leader, and in the next weeks you're going to see a lot more. The week after this, there's a mission team from Shofar Paul on its way. And then there's also people from Stellenbosch that is going to come and visit us. And then lastly, there's a team from Pretoria. So that's four teams that will be visiting us. So if you don't know what to pray for them. It's going to be wonderful to have the teams here. We had a lovely time of just fellowship this morning and seeing what the Lord is doing. And I'm so glad that I can stand here and say this morning that yes, Jan, you're going to have less time to preach today. But it's precious to see what the Lord is doing, and we never want to stand in God's way in that sense. So I've prayed for Jan in the previous service. We welcomed him yesterday as a team that arrived, so I'm not going to do that all over again. I'm rather going to give him maximum time. Hopefully you will see his team in the week again, but all those people with the map on the chest and the blue and the white, friends from Pretoria, guys, your family, it's awesome to have you here. Hopefully you feel welcomed by now. And I just want to say lastly, before I give to Jan, where he's going to preach, as you know, it's part of our policy, a part of our vision, you know, that to make disciples and raise leaders. It's such a wonderful opportunity to just, you know, give to Jan an opportunity to minister. I just watched the calmness and the way you ministered in the first service, and I think that's a big sign of maturity. It's wonderful. So Jan, be blessed. You've been prayed for. Minister the word now. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Carl, for your inviting way of doing. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to speak long, and it's not because time-wise. It's just because I want to be obedient this morning to God. Firstly, I just want to say, again, I need to say it in front of the people. You are inviting bunch. We feel safe, and we feel at home and everything, and the way Carl and the team and you guys just received us. We really appreciate that. I just want to pray. Thank you, Lord, for today. Thank you for this moment, God. Thank you, Lord, that what you are about to do and what is just going to be a continuation of what you already did this morning. And I want to praise you for that. Thank you, Lord. I want to be obedient, and God, I know that you are going to come through for some people today, for a lot of people today. In Jesus' name, amen. I don't think I'm even going to need this. While we were, you know, I got this whole thing planned. I really got this whole thing planned, but it's amazing when God just takes away the fear and your clear conscience and your sound mind just comes in, and God just tells you what to do. While we worship now, warrior, There's worry. Yesterday night, God showed me what he thinks of that man. And the way that God looks at you is overwhelming, and it's about your humbleness. And I just want to honor you for that. Right now, I saw another person. I'm not going to expose you. God wants you to experience that today. He showed me that same image of how he looks at that man. And I don't know if you know that God loves you, but he does. And I just want to be obedient. It's not because of your humbleness. It's not because of that man's character. It's because of who you are. And please, I want to chat with you afterwards. I want to know what it is that God wants you. And this is a bit weird because I know I'm talking in the light, but I don't want to expose this person because I want to use him now. I want to use him now of the word that I want to bring, and that I believe God wants, how God wants to use him as well. So we honor him in his absence, if that's okay. We all were at a certain point where we didn't know what to do. We didn't understand God. We can all say that we've had that opportunity to experience God, because God says in his word that he will show himself to all people. That's why we are here, because we want to tell people about the Lord. And when God shows himself to us, we have a choice of which way to go. Now, I know that in some way, many of us, maybe not specifically the person I'm referring to, but many of us are struggling with something, and you're not sure that you want to go that way. And I know it's a difficult time now. I know you struggle to make that choice. But I want to take you to a very special person, which I read about in the Bible, and that's Peter. And the media guy, can you please go to Peter's story at the end? John chapter 21, verse 3. It's the fifth last slide. Great stuff. Okay. So Jesus has been crucified. He's been raised from the dead already. It's on the news. Everybody's talking about it. And Jesus' precious disciple decides that he's going back to his old life. He's going to be a fisherman again. We're talking about Peter. And it's like he's at a stage that Peter's at a stage, I feel, I can't speak for him, but he's at a stage where he just wants to give up. And he's standing up, and let's read. Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." He's going back to his old life. And they said to him, the others, "We're going with you." So they went out and immediately got into the boat. And that night, they caught absolutely nothing. They caught nothing. But when the morning now had come, Jesus stood on the shore. Now, everywhere in the Bible, when Jesus shows up, something's going to happen. It's not just something. Your life is going to change. Peter, not in a good space at this moment. He's fishing. Not in a good space. Can you relate to him? So Jesus pitches up, and Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Verse 5, then Jesus said to them, "Children, have you any food? Have you caught anything?" And they answered him, "No." And then in verse 6, and he said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So what happens? They cast it, and now they were not able to draw it in because of the multitude of fish. Jesus pitched. There was an act of obedience as well. If they didn't cast the net on the right hand side, you wouldn't have gotten the many fish. And then look at this.
We're talking about Peter. You're focusing on Peter. Relate to Peter now. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." Guara. Peter now knows that it's the Lord on the shore. And look what happens when Peter realizes that it's Jesus. He puts on his outer garment. Does it stand there? Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment and plunged into the sea. So what happened now with Peter? He saw it's the Lord. Did he jump into the sea and swam inwards? No, he swam towards Jesus. He didn't even drive with a boat to the shore. He jumped in and he swam towards Jesus. It's that place where he got insight that it's Jesus and I want to go to him. And there's an act of obedience about Peter here. And what I didn't put in here is that now Peter and Jesus has, for me, the most profound interaction in Peter's life. Peter not being in a good place, me not being in a good place now I need to decide, am I going to jump into the water and swim inwards? Or am I going to swim towards the shore, towards Jesus? And then Jesus gives him his calling and he says to him, watch after my lambs, my sheep. Just go read the accurate version in the Bible now, because my referral might not be accurate. But he says to Peter, Jesus says to Peter that, go and go feed my sheep. Amazing. I believe that if you're sitting here today and you're in this difficult position, yep, denying yourself, it's not easy. Denying yourself is not easy. And sometimes God shows us and others around you how he looks at you, because you are a bit unable to see that. And God wants you to deny yourself this morning and just come and just have that meeting with him, because he wants to tell you that he wants you to go feed his sheep. That's a big thing. I'm just going to ask David David to come up. And I want Candace and Esty to come forward. And I'm just going to ask them to share. You can come so long. I'm just going to ask them to share something where what happened when they put their eyes on Jesus. What happened when they were obedient? What happened when they trusted the Lord for that thing? Might not be an easy place where they were, but hey, let's listen to their story.
Hello, everybody. My name is Candace. I just want to share a little testimony with you guys how I almost could not have been on missions. Last year, I went to Convergence in Stellenbosch, and the Lord said two things to me. He said to me that I need to be baptized, which I have been, and he said I need to go do missions. So this year, when our pastor said we are doing missions, I was super, super excited to do missions. And then I started a new job in January, and when I asked for leave, they actually said that I can't actually have leave because I need to be at the company or at least work at plus minus a year to qualify for leave. And I was actually devastated because I really wanted to do missions. I knew that the Lord wanted me to do missions. And I prayed about it, and I even spoke to my immediate HR manager, and she actually stood in faith for me. And a few months ago, I filled in my leave book, and they approved it. But a month ago, our company started with a Section 189, and those who are wondering what is a Section 189, it's where a company goes through restructuring and retrenchment. And I realized that with that process going on, I can't take leave and I can't go on missions. But more my boss than me, she actually stood in faith for me, and they approved my leave, and that is how I am here today. And I knew, and the Lord said to me, last year I said to you, you need to go do missions, and and I'm here to do missions.
Hello everyone, my name is Esti. I have a testimony about how we are faithful in God for all our needs, and because the Bible says that He will supply all our needs through His faith, His riches and His glory. And a couple of months ago, when they talked about missions, I didn't actually have this burning heart for missions. But one night, I dreamt about Namibia, and I love Namibia, and it's awesome. And I thought, wow, maybe I should just go talk to Jan and tell him I have this thing in my heart, and it's for Namibia. And I went to Jan and I told him about Namibia, and I told him I really want to go. And then he said, wow, he's been praying for other people to come. And so I was the first one to go to him. And then, so I had this faith, I didn't have any money. I had faith, but I started praying to God, and I asked Him to please let this worry of money go away, because I didn't have any. So I started thanking God, and I started to praise Him for what He has done in my life, what He is going to do, and what He has already done. And so I told my parents about coming to Namibia, and they were like, awesome, we love Namibia, we love you, but we cannot support you. And then they went to PE to their friends, and they just talked randomly that I was coming to Namibia, and they didn't talk anything about money. And then their friend said, oh, we like to support her. And then they phoned me, and then they said they would really like to give me the money, and they actually gave me 500 rand more than what I prayed for. So then with that 500 rand, I could help two of my fellow missionaries with their passports. So yeah, and I just, when I took the focus of myself, when I started focusing on God and just gave everything to Him, and I know that God didn't give me the money immediately, because He wanted to build my character and build my faith. And when I just gave everything to Him, and when I trusted Him, He just poured everything on me, and my cup runs over. So yeah, it's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Just testimonies that when you put your eyes on the Lord, you will preach. It's a fact. And I just want to invite you all. Let's just pray together. I want us all to stand while we're praying. Yes, Father God, we are so thankful to at least have an intervention with You this morning, Father. We are so thankful for that. Yes, Lord, and we wanna make that first step. We wanna jump into the water, Lord. We want to swim towards You, Lord. But God, this morning, we want to tell You that we don't know how to do it. We don't know how to do it, Lord. And we feel like failures, because every time I fail You just again and again and again, Lord. Yes, Father, and in this morning, we just want to come to You in faith. Like Esti said, and like Candace said, in faith we want to come to You. And we want to come and say to You, Lord, that we trust that You are going to show us this path. And while our eyes are closed, I just want to invite anyone. I'm not specifically talking to that person. He just helped me with a word. I'm talking to everyone now. I'm talking to this whole, every person in this place. If you feel that you need to jump into the water again, maybe not for the first time. Maybe you've stepped away from God's faith. And maybe you just counted on your own ways for a long time.
I want you just to give me an indication by raising your hand. I'm speaking now to people who derailed a bit and who counted on their own ways and who became fishermen again, not of Christ. If you want to jump into the water again this morning, just give me that indication with your hand again. Just give me that indication. And then I believe that there's not only this person, but there's only a lot of us. There's a lot of us who needs to jump into the water for the first time, who needs to come to Jesus and say, "Hey, I know you, but I don't know all about you. I've heard about you, and I've heard about you this morning, but I really want to take that leap of faith." If your heart is pounding at this moment, I promise you it's the Holy Spirit. And you need to put your faith in the Lord. If you feel like that, can you also just give me an indication by raise of hands? Don't want to expose you. I just want you, while all our eyes are closed, I just want you to give us indication of that. God sees that. God honors that. And God's going to come through for you.